Beamery, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Word of an historic indictment Thursday, as sources say a federal grand jury has indicted former President Trump.
Donald Trump, the first president, former president of the United States, to be indicted on federal charges. This is also the second time a former president has been indicted, period. The first time was also Donald Trump, indicted on local charges, the Manhattan district attorney indicting him on charges related to hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. And we also know that a grand jury is very active in Fulton County, Georgia, looking to bring state charges against Donald Trump related to his efforts to overturn the presidential elections in the state of Georgia.
ABC's Jonathan Carl, Trump has denied wrongdoing. The U.S. Supreme Court ruling that Alabama Republicans violated the Voting Rights Act with its congressional map. President Biden and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak reaffirming support for Ukraine as the two leaders met at the White House Thursday. This is ABC News. An effort underway to standardize the plugs used to charge electric vehicles.
Numbering 12,000, Tesla has the nation's largest network of electric car superchargers. But until recently, the only car you could charge at those stations was a Tesla. But drivers of GM cars will soon be able to get a charge out of those Tesla stations. GM CEO Mary Barra announcing that GM will begin the move towards standardizing car charging plugs, which will be compatible with Tesla superchargers starting in 2025. Ahead of that, GM electric drivers will be able to use the Tesla chargers with an adapter as soon as early next year. Dave Packer, ABC News.
FBI agents have arrested a Texas businessman at the center of the scandal that led to the historic impeachment of Texas's Attorney General Ken Paxton. Online records show that Nate Paul was booked into jail in Austin on Thursday. It's not immediately clear what charges led to his arrest. Paul's entanglements with Paxton were central to the Republican-controlled House's decision to impeach Paxton. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. Located right here in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Offering public and private care management options, we have a strong track record of success in helping members of our community live their happiest, healthiest, and most independent lives. Beyond care management, we now offer consulting, coaching, and training for individuals and organizations. Where you need us, when you need us, we're on your team. Visit LakelandCareInc.com to learn more.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The idea that they're going to basically take this once-in-a-lifetime surplus, they're going to just throw that money away as a giveaway to the wealthiest corporations and individuals.
One of the best jokes I heard last Christmas was, let your kids believe in Santa Claus. There's grown men out there who still believe in trickle-down economics.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
strawberry, turtle, grasshopper, so many delicious flavors of cheesecake bars. Is your mouth watering yet? Well, good. Order your bars or bakery items now from Justine's Just Bakery in Madison. Along with feeding your cheesecake craving, you'll be supporting a special training program for people dealing with employment barriers. Justine's Just Bakery. Call 608-598-0042. 608-598-0042. Changing lives, changing the community. Justine.
Weather is brought to you by Amory Theater and Coffee Bar. With spring here and summer right around the corner, it's the perfect time to take the family to enjoy a feature film. See scheduled showings and find out how to rent the theater by logging on AmoryTheater.com.
The Todd Almaz Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies overnight with a low of 50. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 81. Slight chance for scattered storms tomorrow night, 59. Partly cloudy skies. Upper 70s Saturday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Upper 60s sunshine mixed with clouds at times Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 55.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crute. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
The Devil's Advocates. Making radio great again.
Welcome back to The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Playing out across the world on the Civic Media app. My understanding is you should update it soon because there's going to be new features. It's going to be super cool. We're rolling out the new Civic Media program lineup on Monday, June 5th. And I'm going to pull a little double duty. I'm going to hold the place, keep the seat warm for yesterday's big guest, Stu Daniels. The Stu Daniels Show, that's going to launch on Wednesday because our pal Stu's off deadheading this weekend, chasing the Dead and Company. Where'd he say he's going? Massachusetts, Boston, or something? And then Indy. He's got tickets in multiple different venues. You know, deadhead style. So anyways, I can be heard in the Western Wisconsin markets, and they will include very, very soon, like Monday, June 5th, the TAP 93.5 FM Eau Claire Valley. That's going to be an enormous, the jewel of the North. That is the best talk signal we have in the entire state of Wisconsin, 93.5. That is a beautiful FM stick. Also, 105.7, that's going to be a really fun musical station. If you know friends in the Eau Claire Valley, I hope they'll give it a listen. But, you know, I'm in it for the talk. So 93.5, the TAP, that one's ours. Also, the Eagle, we keep talking about with Dana and all others of our friends from God's country. The Eagle, 1490 AM, that one will come online on Monday as well, Monday, June 5th. And I can't say I'm the most proud, but I'm very, very proud of the new affiliate, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha. And this one, the 1400 signal, will play up into the Milwaukee Metro. And E-Bone, I'm going to let you in on a secret, because during the course of this very show, while we've been talking to the people, really during the commercial breaks, I do a little bit of work, check my emails. E signed a couple documents.
Uh-oh, all right.
And now we are the home, and I can legally make this announcement. We'll drop the press release on Monday. But WRJN, tell your friends, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and down in Kenosha, 98.1 FM. We'll keep saying it. You'll learn them. Because you'll want to tune in for the Packers. And, of course, you're going to want to tune in for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Well, don't cheer yet, because there's also the Milwaukee Brewers. And did I mention my beloved Wisconsin Badgers? That will also be your Southern Milwaukee Metro home for the Badgers. Man, we are jamming that thing full of all the sports you could possibly want right here in the great state of Wisconsin. And the News Talker, it's coming on Monday. Racine, Kenosha, WRJN. La Crosse, the Eagle, 1490 AM. And up in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, our new affiliate, 93.5, The Tap. Tell Jeannie, it starts on Monday. Tell all your friends, please, and join us. It's Friday. We air grievances around here. We're going to get back to the phones in just a moment at 844-967-2789. Daryl in St. Paul. Welcome, Daryl. What do you got for us?
Well, hi, Mike. I don't really have a grievance. Well, I have lots of them. But anyway, I just have a question about your new affiliate. Are we still going to be able to stream you online?
You will be able to stream the Devil's Advocates online, especially if you get the Civic Media app. But we're not going to play live in Minneapolis starting on Monday. On Monday, when you tune in on KTNF 950 AM, you're going to hear our friend Robert Pilot in the crew with the Native Roots Radio. They're moving forward. He's going to have to shift here in our lineup, and we're going to have to shift in the Minneapolis lineup. So we're going to play non-live. But you can stream us live on the Civic Media app, Daryl. That's what all the Patriots do on the Freedom Fridays.
All right, cool, man.
All right, buddy. Any other?
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, keep listening, Daryl. Stream or wherever you got to find us. But the stream's easiest. And it's going to be a shiny, updated app. I know that Sage and his team have been working very hard on making that app very sticky and user-friendly. So give the Civic Media app a try. And if you've got it, go to wherever you get your apps, your iOS store, or wherever googly people get them, and update it, because it's going to be a better app. 844-967-2789. Couldn't have a better audience, could we? Paul from Madison. Welcome. What do you got for us, Paul?
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent, Paul.
Good. I'm glad. I kind of wanted to hear your thoughts on you were talking about the courts earlier, and I think that like every political science nerd is a big fan of the courts. That's always their like favorite branch of government, right? But I'm curious what you think about like the long-standing power of the Supreme Court over the next like 30 years. Just with their increased lack of respect for the stare decisis for precedent, it seems like it could lead to a breakdown of their actual real-life power. You know, they were designed to be the weakest branch on purpose. And I'm just curious what you think the end game is here, for especially for Republicans who seem intent on tearing down previous legal precedents to advance current political agendas. It seems like this could backfire.
I've yet to see it backfire, Paul. If you recall, here in the state of Wisconsin, for a number of years, we've had a very partisan makeup on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And you always knew what the outcome was. You didn't know what the numerical number was, but you always knew what the outcome of the ruling was, depending on who the plaintiffs were. If it was a Republican agenda item, well, the Wisconsin Supreme Court would always find a justification. You know, means fits the end. They already knew what the conclusion was, and they'd back into it. Well, I feel like, although I've been greatly encouraged by the election of Janet Protasiewicz here in Wisconsin, I feel like that rebalances the court. I think a guy like Hagedorn has shown some judicial independence. I'm very optimistic about what the court in Wisconsin may do going forward. But I'm very pessimistic, and I share perhaps your pessimism, Paul, for the U.S. Supreme Court, because I feel like Alito and to a lesser degree Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, I think they all feel a little unchained. And Clarence Thomas, of course, has got huge ethical lapses, and Roberts seems incapable of steering this court to the right side of history. Paul, keep listening. Rest of you, keep listening. Or call 844-96-PARTY.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 1215, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Word of an historic indictment Thursday as sources say a federal grand jury has indicted former President Trump.
Donald Trump, the first president, former president of the United States, to be indicted on federal charges. This is also the second time a former president has been indicted, period. The first time was also Donald Trump, indicted on local charges, the Manhattan district attorney indicting him on charges related to hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. And we also know that a grand jury is very active in Fulton County, Georgia, looking to bring state charges against Donald Trump related to his efforts to overturn the presidential elections in the state of Georgia.
ABC's Jonathan Carl, Trump has denied wrongdoing. The U.S. Supreme Court ruling that Alabama Republicans violated the Voting Rights Act with its congressional map. President Biden and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak reaffirming support for Ukraine as the two leaders met at the White House Thursday. This is ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
I've been a tireless public servant for over a decade. Before that, worked nearly 6 years on Wall Street. I'm an economist, a lawyer, and somebody who cares deeply about whether or not what our politicians are doing make each of our lives better. Come tune into The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Know anybody who's been an economist, a lawyer on Wall Street, but is from just down the street? Worked in the public sector for over a decade? Won a rugby national championship and played in Carnegie Hall? Well, I do. It's me. Come tune in to The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Do you get sick of the news? Wonder what it's all about and why it matters to you? Tired of the talking heads? Want to move beyond talking points? For those that want to know, there's only one place to go, and that's The Maggie Dawn Show. Come listen to a pragmatist that gets beyond the politics.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sixty % of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates. Down around
the corner. Welcome back to the Devil. Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the Friday Happier Happy Hour, taking your phone calls, your Friday grievances, if you will, 844-967-2789. Be patient for just a minute, though, callers. I want to be a little more thoughtful to Paul's question. I got a little hung up on the politics of the courts, and I also am a little bit of a court geek. I'm not a lawyer, never went to law school, any of that kind of stuff.
But the courts are very interesting because they do have often impact. You know, you think you've got an agenda and then the courts overturn it or whatever the case may be. But you asked me, Paul, about stare decisis, precedent effectively. And I didn't really get around to this part. But there is absolutely political consequence happening in my backyard, right here in your backyard, Paul, in the state of Wisconsin. There is political consequence for the overturning of Roe v. Wade, of course. The Dobbs decision, the overturning of 52 years, I think, of settled law, taking back a right from women. Well, it's had disastrous effects politically for the Republican Party here in the state of Wisconsin. I mean, I know that Ron Johnson, Willie Horton, his way to re-election. It's a little easier when you're an incumbent. But I believe it was me quoting me from Politico magazine, David Sider's piece. He was a journalist that wrote about us a little bit earlier this week. I believe my quote that he said was a little overstated was that Republicans cannot win statewide election again in the state of Wisconsin while abortion is illegal. And currently, abortion is illegal under Wisconsin law. We have reverted with the rollback of Roe v. Wade to an 1849 law. No exceptions for rape or incest. I think life of the mother, maybe. But there is no way Republicans are going to win statewide election. You know, maybe gerrymandered districts, but not statewide election. Not while abortion's illegal. So, you know, we're going to see Democrats continue to pile on. And if the Wisconsin Supreme Court should happen upon a piece of, you know, litigation that would allow them to overturn the most partisan gerrymandered maps in the nation, if we actually got back to representative government in the legislature, well, that'd be a game changer. That's mission accomplished. I could just go to Brewer games all the time then. I'd still do something on the radio. I'd have fun with you folks every day because I like taking your phone calls at 844-967-2789. By the way, show note, Kristen Bry from Asgos, Wisconsin. She's going to be playing out on Monday right here in Madison. Live product. You're going to hear live in the Madison market for the very first time. And then she's going to join Dom and I at 4:30 on Monday afternoon. Kristen Bry, you'll like her. Asgos, Wisconsin. Nick from St. Paul. Appreciate you listening. What do you got for me?
Warning, you're about to listen to Nick from St. Paul. So, am I still on?
Yeah, we didn't hang up. Come on, man. I'm not going to hang up just for... you're just warning that you might be worthy of getting hung up on, Nick? What are you warning me about?
Well, Crudy, I used to like you.
What'd I do?
Man, now I love you, man. I think it was great how you had that conservative guy on. It was just brilliant. Do you still have a tongue? You must have been biting your tongue the whole time.
It is difficult not to argue with people when you disagree with them. And you know you could pick every nit. You know, you could split every infinitive. You could pick 10 times to jump in and start an argument with the guy. And it is hard for me, Nick, because, you know, I like to argue.
Yeah, well, the first precept of the of Zen is creations are numberless. I vow to free them. And that comes with compassion. And you can't have compassion for someone without understanding. And you can't understand someone unless they talk, unless you listen.
See, you're much more humanistic about this, Nick. See, I'm not doing it to get to know them better because I'm a good human being. I'm just being strategic, Nick. I want to understand what makes them tick so we can win the next elective cycle.
Well, still, the first word of the Order of Saint Benedict, the first word is listen. So I'll leave you with that.
Nick, please listen to St. Benedict and keep listening to the greatest radio show ever. And if you can't hear us live on KTNF on Monday, and you will not be able to hear us live on KTNF on Monday, pardon me, please consider getting the Civic Media app. We're doing a brand new lineup. I know KTNF, they're also moving their lineup around. So trying to warn lots of people, there are some changes in the lineup coming. But I'm excited because I get to pull double duty. You're going to get double dose of Crudy on Monday. Those of you that get up in the morning and turn on the Civic Media networks all across Western Wisconsin. I'm going to be keeping the chair warm for Stu Daniels. He'll launch on Wednesday. I'm going to do a couple of shows, Monday and Tuesday. And then, you know, me and Dom and Kristen Brian Monday, and I'm sure we'll figure out some fun guests for Tuesday. But we'll do our normal Devil's Advocate show. But if you're in St. Paul, you're going to have to listen on the stream. And don't get mad at Chad. I do the same thing here. That's part of the radio industry. We move lineups because it's necessary. But thanks for listening, Nick. Dick from Madison, I know you often listen in the garage. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, first of all, a wholehearted congratulations on everything that's going on.
You know what I'm most excited about? Can you tell, Dick? It's the sports on WRJN.
Oh, I know. I love it, too, and Badger stuff. It'll be great. My gripe is this tonight. After seeing this last couple of weeks play out with a debt ceiling, you know, they constantly, I can't stand hearing this stuff, and you know it's not true. The media is liberal. Baloney. How about if every single time McCarthy or all these people came out to speak to the issues of the day on that subject, when they started talking about budget, they just turn the mic off so it's blank and go, sorry, sir, we're talking about something totally different. Can you answer the question? And if you remember, was it our United States Senator or U.S. Senator that walked away when he didn't want to answer a question and said, I'm on the phone? Was that Johnson?
Yeah, Johnson hid from Manu Raju, who could actually see the face of his phone, did not actually have a caller on it. It was like his home screen. He said, you're not talking to anyone, Senator.
And I know I'm dreaming, Kurt, when I say this, but why couldn't somebody have the nads to just go, I'm sorry, with all due respect, Senator or Congressman, you're not speaking to the issue. You're not talking about the same thing, and just deaden the mic and let them sit there, flap their lips with no audio.
Because, Dick, no one's, that's so much easier said than done. Dick, appreciate you listening. You know, be like St. Benedict said, you know, listen to the devil's advocates, lots. I've interviewed Ron Johnson, often in tandem with my little buddy Dominic, and we've done like 26 long-form interviews with former friend of the devil, current U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. And it's very, very difficult. I mean, on some level, we are still Wisconsin nice. We still let people finish their sentence, get out a few words, because if all you do is step all over someone, interrupt them, you might win the battle, but you've lost the war. You're not going to persuade them. They're not going to come back on your radio show, and if that's our goal, and sometimes it is, although we've stopped making it our goal in the case of Ron Johnson, you still got to let the other guy... let me try that again, Peter Brady. You still got to let the other guy talk. You know what I mean? You still just can't, la, 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 I don't hear you. If that's your means of trying to win an argument, well, are we any better than them? I hardly think so. Them being whoever you cast them as. 844-967-2789. Bill from Madison. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us?
Hey, since we have the calm and reasonable one on today, what are your thoughts on the WEDC?
Wedic?
Yeah.
It's
Wisconsin Economic Development.
Yeah, I prefer it now under sort of nonpartisan direction than the partisan vehicle it clearly was when Scott Walker created it. Of course, there was never really a reason to get rid of, what was it, the Commerce Department? I mean, I remember meet one of the Leinenkugel kids when they were commerce secretary at a chamber of commerce meeting. You know, the Wedic is they administered the bounce back grants, I think, in so many different communities across the state. So I really am happy with how money flowed through local agencies. I believe WEDIC was a part of that with the bounce back Main Street grants here in the state of Wisconsin. Because, Bill, I think that was brilliant. The bounce back grants, man, I have been the guy that's been on point renting real estate properties as Civic Media has grown. And I counted last night, I think I signed 9 leases across the state of Wisconsin in 9 different markets. And I got to learn something about every single real estate market. And the real estate markets, the Main Street small boutique retail marketplace in the state of Wisconsin is vibrant. There are all kinds of little businesses that came out of their garage or dad's basement, and suddenly they're on Main Street. They're in a little storefront. And there are communities like Amory, where you can hear us on WLAK 1260 AM right now, that's outside of Minneapolis, Bill. 31 grants in a town of 2,200, 31 new little businesses started in Main Street in the last year, thanks to WEDIC, thanks to some COVID money, and thanks to the innovative thoughts of Governor Tony Evers. So I'm calling that a very positive outcome. Certainly a hell of a lot better than Foxconn.
I would totally agree with that. I love the small business, you know, the entrepreneurs, the startup that need the help. My issue is I've been finding a lot of those small businesses are starting by people that are very well off. You know, so they're getting grant money and they could totally afford to do it themselves.
Bill, I will.
Yet they're dipping into the WEDIC stuff.
You know, Bill, if it encourages the effort, I think the money should be accepted. My little company, Devil Radio, accepted one of the $10,000 storefront grants to move into a bigger piece of real estate. Over here on University Avenue. I'm broadcasting from here right now. We took a grant. We had a build out, man. Maybe we broke even on the space, Bill. And I would like to think I was a worthy recipient, broke ass Crudy Radio, when that's what we were. But I can tell you, since we have become Civic Media, my partner, Sage Wild, you know, partner is perhaps a grandiose overstatement of my role.
It's a word.
Okay, the owner and CEO of this corporation is not down to his last $10,000. You know what I mean? He wouldn't be able to invest in the growth we've had if he was down to his last $10,000. But if there is a Main Street grant available to Civic Media that has signed 9 Main Street leases around the state of Wisconsin... Now, I can't tell you specifically how many we have gotten, but we have received grants through Civic Media. It's not because we're down to our last 10 grand, Bill, but it was an encouragement. We've signed lots of leases. We've stimulated lots of economies this year. There's lots of happy landlords that we are, you know, keeping their tenancies, making the rent, paying the bills. You know, it's good for the local economy. We're spreading money around, and now we're giving local vendors... A lot of these little small businesses, we're giving them a fair and accessible way to reach new customers. That's ultimately your job, folks. You know, calling in Aaron Grievances here on Fridays, 844-967-2789. And please, please, support the sponsors. If you hear them, you know, support them. Buy their pizza or whatever. Come back, more Devils.
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. As a nonprofit organization offering care management in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Through customized plans designed to help eligible elders and adults with disabilities live independently, we offer a unique, people-centered approach to family care. That's because we know how important it is to remain connected to your family, friends, and community. Learn more about our long-term care options by contacting your county Aging and Disability Resource Center.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours a little official-er? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsinably Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your Brandy Old Fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsinably's got you covered then too with their Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsinably beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly when you drink Wisconsinably. Drink Wisconsinably Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 50. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs level off around 81 tomorrow. Partly cloudy. Partly cloudy again tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 59. Upper 70s Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Upper 60s, a mix of clouds and sun Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 55.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the Friday Happier Happy Hour. Don't forget, stick around. Pizza Box Mike playing out on WMDX, broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios, coming up at 7 o'clock Central. Joe Biden, President of the United States, coming up in about 10 minutes. We're going to play the Native Roots Radio, but when the President of the United States speaks to the nation on this debt limit raising and the apparently, he's going to sign the bill tomorrow, but he's going to address the nation, and we're going to play it live here on WMDX and across the Civic Media Network, at least wherever the Devil's Advocates are playing. That will come up immediately following this show at 6 o'clock. And I'm going to get to the phones momentarily, 844-967-2789. I got one more grievance. This one, on behalf of the former president, Joe Giangonti's buddy, Donald Trump, his reaction to finding out former Vice President Mike Pence has avoided charges, you know, on the classified documents he had at his Indiana house. I was at least as innocent as he is. What a strange claim to fame. Donald Trump congratulated his former Vice President Mike Pence for avoiding charges in his classified document case Friday, then whined that the ongoing investigation into his case is a witch hunt. Just announced that they're not going to bring charges against Mike Pence on the document hoax, he wrote on his Truthy social platform. That's great, but when am I going to be fully exonerated? I'm at least as innocent as he is. And what about Joe Biden? Who is he who is hiding at least 1,850 boxes, some located in Chinatown, D.C.? When will the witch hunt against Trump, all caps, stop? Well, I suspect when you're behind bars on multiple state and federal charges. And if I had to pick a state, I would pick the state of Georgia. And if I had to pick a federal jurisdiction, I would say whichever one Jack Smith wants to drop the indictments in. Count on you, special counselor. Apparently, they're getting a little nervous in Trump Town. The MAGA, they think the former president might actually be in some serious trouble over what, the classified documents, the one he was on tape bragging about? Well, that document has been requested, and they can't even find the document. So Trump, to this moment, may not have turned over the very document that he is heard describing apparently in a tape exclusively reported by CNN yesterday. We told you about it on this big show. 844
967-2789. Wisco Paul. Conversation always goes better with a spotted cow on a Friday, doesn't it, Paul?
That's 100% correct, and I'm not that far from having one. I'm on a car phone. I hope I don't lose you, but I can remember I started listening to you and Dom all, I don't know, it was Walker's first term, and I didn't call in, and then the roads got so bad, I called him No Roads Walker, that I started calling in, and if I can do it, anybody can. So it's you've come so far, Crudy, since them days. I mean, it's just amazing what Civic Radio has turned into, a local homegrown radio. You got local radio back. It's just totally awesome. And I'll never forget the parties, man, especially the one at Jade Monkey. I got a little bit, I could say tipsy there or whatever you want. But I met Dick from his garage. I met Joe, who is a great, great female caller, Andy and Mark from the SAC and all them wonderful people. Just tremendous parties. I hope someday you guys can manage to have some more.
Oh, we're going to have some parties, awesome. Paul. You know, the problem is my calendar is kind of getting filled up with special events. I'm going to be at the DPW, going to be partying next Saturday night with all the fine Democrats in Green Bay. And then I got some other stuff going on, too. I forget. Full calendar, Paul. But glad you're listening, man. Glad the spotted cows are cold and going down easy, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And like you say, again, it's just awesome what you built here. And I've got to meet your listeners, and they're also very awesome. And just the whole thing, man, Crudy, it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. I don't want to give you too big of a head on a Friday. And I'm going to go drink some spotted cows and have some fish now. So take care, my friend.
Well, thank you, Paul. You're no slouch yourself, man. Everybody likes Wisco Paul when they see him out and partying. Wisco, I promise, we'll find a Summer of Love 3.0 event. We'll put it on the calendar. We'll invite all our friends. The problem now, Paul, we got too many friends in too many markets. We're going to have to do like a Summer of Love tour. You know, we're going to be up to 12 talk markets, man. You know, I do a party in one city. Now I got to do a party in like 12 cities. We're going to need like 3 weeks just to work our way around the state. 844-967-2789. Still time for your grievance this fine Friday afternoon. Rico from Rock County, man, you cracked me up the other day with your DeSantis.
Yeah, we got to all have a little fun, don't we, Crew?
We do. We do.
Speaking of which, I enjoyed your guest earlier. Joe, come on there. And Crew, are you into conversion therapy?
Me?
You're trying to convert him, aren't you?
Well,
yeah, are you trying to convert him?
Well, that's different sort of really conversion doing. Therapy, but Rico, I have always asserted, give me a 12-pack of beer, about 6 hours in a campfire, and I'll make you into a socialist Bernie-crat.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. Hey, I had to crack up the other day. Bill called in about you and Dom sticking out of the top of the Wienermobile behind the RNC convention over there, and I just thought, you know, we should really shout out to the dairy state. I could just see you guys pulling back these big levers and shooting milk right off the front of that wiener, man. That would be the greatest thing ever.
What? Oh, come on, Rico. Rico.
Well, it's a dairy. It's the dairy state.
Oh, is that what we're doing now? We're blaming it on the June is dairy month? Come on.
Well,
if we're going to do dairy month, here's an alternative. Cow chip throwing, right? They got the big contest in Sauk City, Sauk County, the big cow chip throwing contest. What if in honor of the RNC, we stood outside the green zone and we saw how far the green zone being the secured area they're going to put around the city of Milwaukee. I mean, I've been to the one in Cleveland. I also went to the one in Philadelphia, but the one in Cleveland in particular, they basically locked down the downtown area. That's what's coming to Milwaukee next summer. When the presidential debate comes August 23rd, maybe a two-day event, maybe. I hope it's a two-day event, but no one's going to listen to the second day because they'll make that the kids' table event. That'll be for the Tim Scotts, the Chris Christies, the Nikki Haley's. But Trump and DeSantis, they'll get the day one treatment. That'll be August 23rd in Milwaukee. I don't think we'll be in the Wienermobile, but we'll try to think of something appropriately juvenile to do for the event. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Looking forward to the new lineup, the new news starting Monday. Don't forget Pizza Box Mike and President Joe Biden coming next. We'll play it live around the Native Roots Radio.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark.